This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Relocated. Crossbreed Holster Studios. Wow. We are in Scottsdale, Arizona, just outside of Phoenix. Alan Corwin laughing in the background. We've got a huge lineup for you. Alan, you're sticking with us for the entire program.
It's
fantastic. Yes, you do have to. I don't have enough material without you.
Yes, you do.
See, that's
it's
what
just
I love.
Not any good.
That's what I love about you being on. I'll walk right past that one, Sean. That's what I love about you being on the show. We have so much to talk about. It just, the conversation flows, and it makes for great radio. Sitting next to you, Amber Cuno. Amber is kind enough to stick around with us, National Rifle Association certified instructor, competitive shooter, and even more important than that, I guess she would probably agree, but a mom who cares about the safety of her family. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
number
outstanding.
One.
That's your number one responsibility. And then over here to my left, we have Chris Knox. This is going to be a huge. I'm looking forward to talking to you. Your father was a legend. You're a legend. Your brother's a legend.
Thank you. You're kind.
So, welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Arizona
this
Studios.
This is good fun.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Okay, let's start. Amber, we'll go directly to you. You were kind enough to stick with us. I wanted to ask you about your training. Who do you see coming through your classes? Young, old, male, female, kids, moms, dad, grandmas, grandpas. What do you got?
We have everybody that comes to class. We teach kids, little kids, big kids.
Little kids, what age?
5, 6, 7.
Wow.
We do safety classes just for kids.
You teach kids gun safety. That came up at the Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting yesterday. Why aren't we teaching what, Alan?
Why aren't the schools teaching gun safety and marksmanship? And in fact, this is a media thing. When the media asks you about, why are you a gun nut? Why do you support the National Rifle Association, killer bullets and assault weapons? You should respond by saying, well, the real question is, why aren't the schools teaching gun safety and marksmanship? But I want to ask Amber questions about her class. Is that okay, Mark?
Right
ahead. Let me grill her. So how many students do you have in a class typically?
It ranges 7 to 15, 20 people.
And where do you hold your classes?
We have them at the training bays out at Rio Salado.
Out of Rio Salado. How do you attract students to the classes?
Well, we have a website, and a lot of it is just word of mouth.
Do you hand out literature, flyers, something like that?
Yeah, we have cards in different gun stores around the area.
And so you have individuals come or groups of people, Boy Scouts or groups, churches, something like that?
It's usually individuals and or families.
How often do you hold them?
We have them not so much during the summer because it's a little hot to shoot outside. It's not very comfortable. But in the winter,
it's a dry heat.
Okay,
it's
a dry heat.
It's
right,
still
right.
Hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, so we like to do more in the winter. Usually we do about a class a month.
A class a month. Mm-hmm. How long does a class take?
It depends on the class, but usually about 4 hours. That's the bare minimum what we do.
And what does it cost to take a class?
It ranges, of course, on the type of class, but if you're looking at just a regular 4-hour CCW, it's around $70.
And I'm going to ask you this a few times. How does somebody get in touch with you to take a class?
Through the website. It's azmbi.com.
AZMBI, as in? Somebody give me the letters for MBI. What?
AZMBI.
M as in Mickey, boy,
Bravo,
indigo.
I, indigo.
Okay. What do you teach in the class?
Well, for the children's class, we teach safety, and then we venture into a little bit of shooting. CCW classes are a little bit more. First, we go over safety. We do classroom stuff first and then go through all the safety, and then we go out to the range, go over more safety, do some shooting, make sure everybody feels comfortable, and then we sit down and go over kind of the grit of CCW, the laws and scenarios, and people have questions.
What are the basic safety rules?
For NRA?
Sure.
Well, the basic safety rules, what we teach kids the same thing, you know, that we teach the adults. Always keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. You know, keep it unloaded until you're ready to use it. Stuff like that.
And how do the students respond? How do they like it?
They're great. They love it. I've seen women in there that were absolutely terrified of guns leave feeling great, feeling confident, some of them shooting better than their husbands.
All right, I have to jump in and ask this question because this is Arizona. And in Arizona, this permitless carry is allowed. This is constitutional carry here in Arizona. And you mean, because I was here that Monday when Jan Brewer signed that bill a few years ago, and I was at the Scottsdale Gun Club, and I remember the conversations. The instructors were, a lot of them were petrified. My gosh, we're going to lose all of our business. That's not been the case. In fact, those classes are packed. And here you sit in Arizona, constitutional carry state, no permit required for a law-abiding citizen to carry a gun, and you're teaching packed classes.
Yes.
So you mean to tell me responsible adults that are gun owners actually do the right thing?
They get training.
Wow.
It's
unbelievable.
Crazy.
I'm blown away. Alan, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, this is a very important point. We got constitutional carry in 2010. You didn't need a permit any longer. You had rights. And we don't need no stinking permit. We don't need papers from the government. I spoke about this in the last segment. This statist mindset that things are only okay if the government says it's okay and you're authorized and you have a piece of paper in your wallet. Now you don't need any of that to exercise your right. I can put a firearm in my pocket without a permit, which I don't have, and I'm legal. And they can't arrest me for having a piece of property, and I don't need to take a class. Now, I've taken tons of classes, but you're finding people take the class anyway.
They do. They want to take the class. They want to learn. They want to know the rules. They want to know their rights.
Now, do you use the Arizona Gun Owner's Guide in your classes?
Yes, we do.
You do?
We do.
And do you make it available to the students?
Yeah.
So they can buy it from you?
They can buy it from us.
So you can buy them wholesale from me, and then they can buy it from you at retail?
Yeah, it's great.
The Alan Corwin Experience rears its head. I love it.
So regular commerce and the free markets are in operation here in Arizona?
You know, I have got to say this. Amber, you probably haven't heard this. You'll hear it here for the first time. Alan's got one of the greatest lines I've ever heard. Those other organizations, they ask you to give them money, and that's great. They need your support, but I give you stuff for it.
Yeah, I don't ask for donations. I sell things. I'm in business. And anywhere you are in the country,
people get what they pay for from you. They get a book to learn how to shoot. They learn the rules, the laws. Gunlaws.com, that's what this is all about.
You know, you're in 400 cities, 100 and some odd stations, and you don't have to buy the Arizona Gun Owner's Guide. If you're in, pick a state. If you're in California, you can buy the California Gun Owner's Guide. If you're in any of the 50 states, you can buy After You Shoot with the subtitle, Your Gun's Hot, The Perp's Not. Now what? I mean, you can end up in more trouble than the crook after a shooting if you don't handle the 911 call correctly, if you don't handle the responding police officers correctly. And it took me 20 years of being in this field to figure out how to call 911 and not fry. People convict themselves because they don't know what to do afterwards. God forbid you should be in a shooting. I'm going to be a columnist in Concealed Carry magazine, and my first column, I'm coming out with a new first gun law. And a first gun rule of gun safety, excuse me, a new first rule of gun safety. And you know what that is? No, of course you don't know what that is, Amber. Well, here it is. It's always better to avoid a gunfight than to win one.
That's very true.
And it's always better.
You probably teach that, don't you, to avoid the fight, right?
We do.
It's always better to win a gunfight than to lose a gunfight, but it's always better to avoid a gunfight than to win one, because the ramifications of winning a gunfight mean you get into the legal system. It's going to cost you your life savings. You're going to carry the mark of Cain. You're going to have all sorts of problems. Your neighbors are going to look at you funny. You don't want to win a gunfight if you can avoid it. Now, people may say you're a chicken. You may have all kinds of other problems. But if you can duck around a corner and feel like you're a wuss, it's better to have that than to have to deal with the cops asking why you fired.
You mean, so the bumper sticker logic, it's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Actually, I use the George Zimmerman case. It's better to be judged by 6 than carried by 6, because his jury was only 6.
And you know what, George Zimmerman case, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'll take this opportunity to remind listeners who may have seen the press release, that interview of mine with George Zimmerman face-to-face was to occur next weekend. It has been postponed.
Yes, you'll move.
Stay tuned to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, and we'll let you know as we're coming close to that.
The George Zimmerman self-defense trial, not the Trayvon Martin murder trial. Trayvon Martin, the guy who looks like Obama's son.
Correct. When we come back on Armed American Radio, we're going to talk with Chris Knox about his legendary father, Neil Knox. Great conversation there. Amber, thank you so much.
Thanks
for sticking around. I hope you had a good time.
It was great.
You going to come back?
And it's wonderful that you train women.
That is
wonderful.
Outstanding. Ladies and gentlemen, what a voice to hear on Armed American Radio. Women in shooting sports, women learning to shoot, children. Wow.
So
responsible adults. It's so important. Amber, thank you so much. We're looking. You're come back, right?
Absolutely.
Great.
Thank you.
Alan Corwin, you'll be here for the rest of the program.
You
Armed
bet.
American
I love
Radio
it.
Continues. We're also going to be talking to Bob Blackmer. Bob Blackmer is a Tombstone Deputy Marshal. This is the real deal. I love this. Armed American Radio from Scottsdale, Arizona continues. Don't go away.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit TacticalHolsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster, the Western Crossbreed Holster Studios. I love it. I love Arizona. And Alan Corwin, it's such an honor to be able to. My fondness for you goes back many years.
This is true.
And the brilliance that you exhibit, and I got to tell you, you always tell me, oh, stop blowing smoke. I can't help it. And that was on display at the Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting when you took that crowd literally and captivated them. And I want to go there with you now because that message resonates with a lot of us on the pro rights side. See, you've got us getting away from that pro gun. It is pro rights. You're right about that. And we need to take the language back, and we need to train ourselves to think and say the right things, particularly when it comes to the mainstream press. So I'll set it up this way. Again, those who know me and know this show know my contempt for the media. I personally believe that the mainstream media, and I know some people argue it, and then maybe you will, but I believe personally that the mainstream media is the single most destructive and powerful destructive force in this country today. They are actively working to divide this country. They're using the Alinsky-esque divide and conquer techniques, and it is incredibly effective. They determine and can direct the culture based not just on what they tell us, but also by virtue of what they don't tell us, which in and of itself is an incredible form, very powerful form of censorship. And that message was on display, I was proud to say, when you stood up and told that crowd what?
Well, I spoke to them about the media and what their role is and why they are such a problem. But let me disagree with you, Mark, and I know you like when I disagree with you.
I do, please do.
In one of the talks I give a talk about, does America have any enemies? Because the liberals don't like to accept the fact that America has enemies, and hence we have to be strong in facing them. And I asked the audience, who are America's enemies? Well, they come out with a list, and your audience right now is thinking about all our enemies. And they start right away with all our domestic enemies. They start out with Congress and the president and all kind, corporations. And I said, wait. Let's start with all enemies foreign, then domestic, so we don't get bogged down too fast. And then they go to the communists, to the Muslims, to the Islamists, to the enemies that are out there who want to destroy America and take everything we have. And they realize, yeah, we have some enemies who want to kill us and take our stuff. We do have some enemies. Then we get to the domestic enemies. And you know what? There's a lot of enemies. And because we're the linchpin of freedom on the face of the earth, we have more enemies than Belgium, mm-hmm. than Sweden. We have a lot of enemies. And the media is on that list. Unfortunately, the American media, the mainstream, lamestream media, is an enemy of freedom. Now, you put them on the top of the pile. I don't think they're on the top of the pile. The communists have not gone away. When Bill Clinton spoke at the Obama fundraiser just before this last election, he joked that, well, you know, Joe McCarthy, at least there were a few communists skating around. So when the Republicans said we're afraid, I can't do the voice like you can. When the Republicans said that there's some communists in the Congress and that this is a problem, he said, at least Joe McCarthy had a few communists. Nobody's even seen a communist for 10 years. And you can Google that and watch him say that. And the Democrats in the audience went wild and laughed and pounded on the tables. Nobody's seen a communist for 10 years. What about his wife? What about the guy who's in the White House? Don't stop me yet. What about the guy who's in the White House?
I was actually going to say, what about Putin and the moves he's making now? When you go right to Hillary Clinton, and you're absolutely correct.
I just wanted all you guys to laugh, and your audience is laughing. One guy just drove off the road.
But that's a true statement. Who are you calling a communist?
Okay, so he said nobody's even seen a communist for 10 years. What about communist Cuba? What about communist North Korea? They got the atom bomb. What about communist China? There's 1.5 billion of those guys. What about the Occupy rallies? They have communism recruitment booths. I've got the photographs. There are communists all over. There are mortal enemies. They would take us over if they could. Communists are out there. They're our enemy. So when you say the media is the biggest enemy we face, they're on the list. They're on the list. And the Democrats who would undo the Constitution, they're on the list too. So I can't give it to you, Mark, much as I love you. I can't give you, and you can't have my beer. And we're not bringing out the scotch like you saw my bar and you said, this is my favorite room in the house. I can't give it to you that the media is our biggest enemy.
Let me tell you something. I this is a great conversation.
I'm on a roll. This is why he calls it the Alan Corwin experience.
The Alan Corwin experience.
He can go to the bathroom and just leave me the show.
It's brilliant. Here's why I put them at the top of that list. Because when it is all said and done, we get all of our information about whatever they're telling us from them.
This is like the argument.
I want to make that very clear.
Okay. This is like the argument with the stomach and the heart. Where the stomach says, I'm most important because I digest the food. And the heart says, no, I'm the most important because I pump the blood. And then the butt shuts up and they all die. And I got to say butt because I can't say the word you all know. We're on the air. You can't really say which one's the biggest enemy. All the enemies that would want to kill us are enemies. So let me go into what you like that I said at the Citizens Defense League banquet with 500 armed people where nobody was hurt. Contrary to what the media would have you believe about guns. I mean, everybody was armed. It was wonderful. The slow waiters all got out alive. I mean, we had a great time. Bob is sitting there laughing. The media sets the narrative, and they've set it all wrong, so you've been brainwashed, and you believe that carbon dioxide is causing warming, and it's really the sun. You're completely misinformed. And the way they structure things is inside out. They show you two faces, and you both say hello to each other on TV, and neither of you can see each other. It's all a lie. It's all fabricated. And you don't know how to handle it. You don't know what's true. It's distorted, and you don't have a second point of view. When they ask you a question in an interview, you shouldn't answer the questions because they're like, are you still beating your wife? And if you say yes, you lose. And if you say no, you lose because you're not even beating your wife. So when they ask you about assault weapons, which they do all the time, you have to say, it's called a redirect. You have to say, you're not asking me the right question. The real question is, why aren't we teaching gun safety and marksmanship in the schools and get them on the subject that matters and get them off the subjects they're fixated on, like assault weapons? Because assault is a kind of behavior. It's not a kind of hardware. And it's like getting you to believe that that carbon dioxide has something to do with global warming instead of the sun.
Let me put that in perspective. Place, great place to take a break right here. If I beat you with a stick, did I assault you with a stick or did I beat you with an assault stick? Armed American Radio will be back right after this. Think about that one, huh?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
gunowners.org. Great organization. Larry Pratt, he was on the show last week. No compromise guy. I love Larry Pratt. He's my second favorite guest next to the one I have across from me here at the table in the beautiful state of Arizona. Free state, a state with a rich history of the gun, built on the gun. We will go there later, Mr. Tombstone Deputy Marshal. We're going to have fun with you. Because Alan asked me yesterday, I've got a gun for you if you're not going to travel with one. He said, did you bring a gun? I said, I got two guns, one for each of you. But we'll discuss that later, Mr. Tombstone Marshal. We're going to have fun with that, Deputy. And, Chris, we're going to talk with you about your dad. We're going to have a great conversation, not just in this hour, but in the subsequent hour that follows as well. Alan, right back to you. You wanted to finish your thought.
I want to finish my thought about the media. They kill us on the language, and I want us to fix that. Now, the gal you had on, Catherine, from the NRA, kept talking about the candidates they have that are pro-gun this and pro-gun that. It's important to start thinking about these people as pro-rights.
Correct.
We have a pro-rights candidate here, and we have a pro-rights candidate there, because their opposition are anti-rights. And I want the listeners to understand and start thinking about it. It's hard to do at first. If you go to gunlaws.com, there's a politically corrected glossary where you can change your language and start winning the debate. Because if you're pro-rights, they're anti-rights, and they lose that argument right on the words. And there are other words like it. It's not the gun lobby. It's the civil rights lobby. And if she had been saying we have pro-rights candidates in all these states, we'd be winning even with the media who's trying to kill us. We're pro-rights people. They're anti-rights people. We're pro-freedom people. They're anti-freedom people. We're for pro-self-defense. They're anti-self-defense. We win that on the words. Now, go to gunlaws.com. Tell me what you think about this. You can send me an email straight from there and hit the politically corrected glossary button and get your language in line, and you'll do more to fix this tremendous enemy we have that Mark thinks is our worst enemy, that I think is up there tied for first place. I think I also have my enemies list up there, and there's plenty of them, the Islamists and the communists and the government in many places and the jackbooted thugs. But our own language is one of our biggest enemies, and start thinking of yourself as pro-rights, not pro-gun. That hurts us, because on the other side is anti-gun. They think guns are bad, so that works in their favor. We are pro-rights, and they are anti-rights. And now we got such good guests here. We got Chris Knox. You keep talking about his dad. Chris is an advocate for freedom who should not be downplayed. And, of course, Bob Blackmer, who's one-third of the Cartridge Family Band and now a deputy marshal in Tombstone.
The Cartridge Family Band. You mentioned that. There are listeners who might not have heard us before. Tell us about the Cartridge Family Band. That cracks me up, of course, to take in the play on the Cartridge Family.
Our motto is spreading peace and freedom through music and threats if necessary.
Okay, can you give me a list, a song list? What kind of songs does the
Cartridge
Family play?
Well, of course, our best title is Wake Up Little Uzi. but we also do Miguel, Row Your Coke Ashore. The Little Armed Lady from Pasadena. She always smells a little like that Hoppy's cleaner. She's going to bag a bad guy sooner or later with her 9mm Glock with the compensator. I mean, we
politically correct music.
Right? Yeah, politically way uncorrect music. Political correctness is something you shouldn't say or make jokes about, because that's an Alinsky Marxist tactic.
It is very
dangerous,
very
stuff.
Destructive to this country, right up there with apathy, people's apathy, political correctness tied together with the media feeding us. Yep. Propaganda is an absolutely deadly combination, it is doing tremendous damage that may take generations to overcome.
It prevents you from thinking straight. People who say he or she, you should say a person. He or she is feminist Nazi talk. It's more complex than I can get to on the radio. If all you do is stop saying I'm pro-gun and you start saying I'm pro-rights, and this is a pro-rights bill and this is a pro-rights candidate, you will make a major change there. Go to gunlaws.com. Take a look at the politically corrected glossary and get it straightened out. And let's get some talk in with these two great guys here. We got Chris Knox and Bob Blackmer. Let's give them some time.
Chris, let's go right over to you.
I'm here.
And that's a great intro, by the way. Let's talk a little bit with you about your background, your family history. It's legendary. And, you know, I got to tell you, your name, the Knox name, goes way back.
It does.
When we're talking about gun rights, predates the Gun Control Act of 1968.
Absolutely.
Your father was very, very active.
Dad was in the – Dad tracked. He covered the development of the Gun Control Act of 68 from the time it was introduced by Tom Dodd, father of current Senator Christopher Dodd. And he followed it all the way through. He knew that bill inside and out. He hated it like nobody else. He knew how bad it was. It developed the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. It's what turned them from a nice little tax collector agency into the jackbooted thugs. And by the way, that quote comes from a congressman, not from the NRA. The NRA, Wayne LaPierre was quoting a congressman but if they act like jackbooted thugs, they are jackbooted thugs.
Give us your dad's background. As you mentioned, your father's name, of course, Neil
right.
Knox. Give us his background and take us through all the way leading up to his death.
Sure. Back in, he started, his dream in 1966 was to become a gun writer. And he did that sold a few articles and eventually went to work at Gun Week, which was now known as the Gun Mag, owned by Second Amendment Association,
right.
or Second Amendment. And he was there for 2 years. And during that 2 years, that was a critical 2 years. It was 67 to 68. And during that time, 68 Gun Control Act was signed. Dad went and covered that bill almost like a daily paper. I mean, it was a weekly newspaper. The job nearly killed him. But he covered it, and once that bill was signed, Dave Wolf prompted him to come over and take over editor of Handloader and start a new magazine called Rifle Magazine. That was in Illinois. He said he'd do it only if they would move out of Illinois. He wanted to get out of that state. And we ended up coming out here to Arizona, which is where Wolf Publishing is based today. And from there, Dad went to the NRA, participated in the very famous and now suppressed uprising of 1977. About the only place you can read this history these days is in the anti-gun media. The one of the antis has a pretty good coverage of what happened, where that event is kind of buried. He eventually went to become the executive director of ILA. It was at his desk that the Firearms Owners Protection Act, the reform of the 68 Control Act, Gun Control Act, was written, and it was drafted and introduced by Senator McClure and Representative Volkmer. That bill eventually passed in 1986. Dad continued his work because he saw the NRA softening its position, and they bought off on a cop killer bullet, quote bill, an armor piercing bullet.
Well, it was his. We're getting ready to take a break, but it was your father's position. And I know this just from knowing about the fringe of your dad. I believe that your father was the birth of no compromise. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but we're talking about in the modern fight for what we know today as modern gun control. That I think your dad, and we'll have time when we come back from the break. We're going to hear some music. There we go. We're going to hear it right now. But I believe your dad really became that.
Yep.
Stalwart. You know, that
a bull. Principled defense of the Second Amendment. We'll
he wasn't going to back down,
no,
period.
Sir.
And that caused a lot of problems for your dad down the road.
When
we come
problems.
Back, we'll continue. This is a fascinating conversation with Chris Cox about his dad and the book. Tell us, we'll do that when we come back. But it's The Gun Rights War by Neil Knox, edited by Chris Knox, right after this when we come back.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Old Faithful Holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff, the Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
saf.org, great organization, and if you're not a member, ask yourself why. Ask yourself why. It's never been more important than it is today. If not you, who? If not now, when? You need to get off your duff, quit listening to us, and do something. Get involved. Were you at the Arizona Citizens Defense League? If you were there, yes, no. If you were, great. If you weren't, ask yourself why. The AZCDL needs you there. You need to be involved. You need to be participating. It's not all about money. It's about showing up. It's about doing things. It's about making contact. It's about getting on email lists. It's about making phone calls. Help. Join who you can. We believe me, this is it's never been more important than it is today. Welcome back to the program. I've got a great table here. It's kind of like a round table. We're going to carry it on into the next day.
It's kind of square, Mark. I'm telling you.
He's talking about the actual shape of the table. Okay, we're going to. Alvin Corwin throws me off base all the time.
Correcting me again.
Let's go over to. We're talking with Chris Knox. Chris Knox, and also the son of Neil Knox. And the book, The Gun Rights War, compiled and annotated by you. Tell us about the book. Where can people buy it, and where you got the idea?
It's available on Amazon, or you can come and see us at firearmscoalition.org. And if you come through me, I'll send you an autographed copy.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, that is. And where can they find you?
It's firearmscoalition.org.
Okay, good stuff. And, Alan, you had some comments about the book, too. Again, the greatest radio is the stuff we never hear. Let's bring it to.
Yeah, it's funny. When the mics go off and we get to talk to each other, the real juice comes out. Neil Knox, a lot of people think Neil Knox is where the NRA ought to be because he was really hardcore. And the Firearms Coalition puts out a report called the Hardcore Report that talks about the stuff in naked terms. They don't pull any punches. And in that takeover or that battle in 1977, it was a battle between having the NRA be a sportsman's organization or be a... not a lobbyist group, but a real balls-to-the-wall gun rights group. And the NRA, at that point in time, became the group that is defending our rights at the federal level. Now, a lot of people would like to see them be stronger on that than they are. Without the NRA, we would not have federal representation. They are the only wall between the anti-rights people and our gun rights. So they are it. Are they as strong as we would like them to see? A lot of us would like to see them be stronger, and that's what Neil Knox was all about. Now, Chris's book describes that because it's Neil's writings. Chris took the very best of 30 years of this man's work, or more than 30 years, and put it together so you can see what he was like. If you're younger and you're in this, you don't know what you owe to Neil Knox, and this book describes it. The Gun Rights War... it was a war to fight for our gun rights, and it's in there, and it's an amazing book. We carry it at gunlaws.com. If you go to our website, gunlaws.com, you'll find the Gun Rights War along with 300 other items that either tell you what your rights are, describe gun fighting tactics, talk about the politics, talk about how you can be more effective, or in the media blitz and battle that Mark and I are talking about, to understand how the media does what it does. But maybe you should go to the firearmscoalition.org and support them because there's one more group doing the kind of work that we need to do to support this very precious right.
Either way works for me because I get paid one way or the other.
There you go.
We're all
another
about capitalism.
Another shameless plug. Let me read an excerpt from some of your dad's work that you put together. It's brilliant stuff. This is from a section of the book, a chapter of the book called Reasonable. That's a term. We hear that a lot
at the Citizens Defense League banquet.
We hear that word reasonable all the time. Reasonable or common sense.
Tell them when this was from.
This is back in, 1970, what?
About 86.
This was 86, okay, going back between 84 and 86. Take a listen to this from Reasonable from your dad. A lot of folks foolishly believe that we should give, quote, a little bit, unquote, to Schumer and Metzenbaum, who would leave alone the guns that most of us own and use. That supposedly would improve our image and make us look more reasonable. In fact, it is a prescription for disaster.
Disaster.
You can't make a yapping mongrel dog go away from your door by throwing him an occasional bone. He only yaps louder and gets bigger and stronger. Do we know anybody? How prophetic is that if we look out to some of the Western, Feinstein, maybe Boxer and some of the other loudmouths. Let me continue here. The majority of gun owners didn't care when Congress passed the ban on ridiculously misnamed cop killer bullets. In other words, hard jacketed bullets that have never killed a cop. And the restriction on plastic guns, which do not exist.
Yeah.
Or even when they enacted the Brady waiting period bill. And a lot don't care about those military style guns that are now hanging by a thread. But has passage of any of those bills with some gun owners' blessings improved our image and sent the anti-gunners away happy, or did it merely whet the other side's appetite? This is brilliant.
Absolutely.
And brilliant stuff from the early 80s. How prophetic is it today?
Yep. Yep. And this that one was actually from a little later. That's from the early 90s after the Brady Bill passed. And the Brady Bill was always pitched as a waiting period, just a cooling off period.
Yeah, what, cooling off. What did your dad say? What did your dad say?
He said that if it's you just going to either
registration.
It's registration. It's registration light. And really what they called a cooling off period back in those days is what we call a background check today, because it was an opportunity to give a background check. The vocabulary has changed a little bit. But
it's all about the words.
Goal has not.
And it's registration.
Straight exactly.
out, they call it background. It's absolutely registration, and it's not reasonable. Last night they at the banquet, they said, when your wife says, just be reasonable, you know what that means. That means she gets her way.
That means see it my way. That's exactly
and
what
that's
they were talking
that
about.
That's all that happens.
And
did it stop crime? No. Did it stop the anti-rights people from coming after us? No. They want us to just be reasonable. Does it do anything for us?
They want us
no.
to just be reasonable one more time.
One
well,
more time.
I want them to be reasonable. And the only question is, why aren't they teaching gun safety and marksmanship in school? It's only reasonable.
It's only reasonable.
It's just common sense. Why would they want ignorance instead of education? It's only reasonable.
With guns, what you don't know can kill you.
Yeah,
just like sex.
You know, I have to go from I have to go to another part here, and this is from your father's book or from your book, highlighting your dad's writings.
The
drift toward prohibition.
Up.
The drift toward prohibition. This is from December 12, 1983. Again, incredible stuff. We are seeing, but the latest move by a skillful, dedicated, patient adversary, which will not quote unquote go away and be quiet
yep.
until the last privately owned firearm is removed from our hands, our houses, and our control. I didn't just say handgun. I said firearm. Our opposition is smarter than we are. They're willing to take what they can get. Incremental ratcheting up of prohibitive law is, with few exceptions, applauded as yet another good first step.
Right.
How many times have we seen
exactly.
from today's modern gun control movement, almost 30-some years after your father wrote these words. Absolutely brilliant stuff.
I've had people tell me, I've had people call me and tell me, you know, I was reading this and it was like, I was thinking, oh yeah, he's talking about this thing that was going on last week. Wait a minute. No, this is 30 years ago.
Unbelievable stuff. We're going to continue this fascinating
sure.
conversation. Now we're going to get into Tombstone, Arizona when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network with a real deputy. That's right. I got two guns, one for each of you. I'll be a Huckleberry. This is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, live in Scottsdale, Arizona. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that silly, unarmed caveman. Armed American Radio continues. We're going to, well, again, Tombstone. I love this stuff. Going to be down in Tombstone tomorrow. Looking forward to it. I think you're going to be there as well.
Yeah, I will be.
Armed American Radio comes back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios right after this. We'll be back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Tell it to me by the
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.